A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 6:30.
It is 30 degrees.
Right now, we got some slowdowns, I-15 in Clearfield. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, the 190th Annual General Conference of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints will look, sound, and certainly feel different this year.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live on the scene near Temple Square with more, Mary.
Amanda, this conference was already going to be different because of this invitation from President Russell M. Nelson last October.
I hope that every member and every family will prepare for a unique conference that will commemorate the very foundations of the restored gospel.
It is the bicentennial year of Joseph Smith's first vision in the Sacred Grove, and all church members are invited to a special Saturday night session about the restoration. But the rest of General Conference will look very different because of coronavirus. No tabernacle choir in the seats behind all the general authorities and officers of the church. No crowd of thousands in the congregation. Instead, a handful of people speaking and praying at each session will be there in one auditorium on Temple Square for the broadcast. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
All General Conference sessions, of course, will air live on KSL News Radio, including the special session Saturday night. Check us out online at kslnewsradio.com or just ask Alexa to play KSL News Radio. And remember to check out the First Vision Bicentennial Special that'll come your way Sunday at noon with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Another gas refinery in our area will soon start producing cleaner fuel. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with a story. John?
Yeah, Amanda, cleaner advocates are calling this a big win for Utah. The new plan unveiled by Holly Frontier Corporation states that in roughly 6 months, they'll be producing Tier 3 gas at their Woods Cross refinery. That means they're going to become the fourth refinery in the state now to produce the cleaner gas, which reduces emissions by up to 80% for cars made after 2017. In a prepared statement, Governor Gary Herbert said that's like taking 4 out of 5 cars right off the road. We're grateful to Holly Frontier for investing in Utah's air quality. Right now, 6 gas station companies in Utah currently offer Tier 3 gas. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The coronavirus, in-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The ACLU is petitioning the Utah Supreme Court to release inmates to protect them from COVID-19. KSL TV's Brittany Tate has more.
ACLU officials tell me that a virus like COVID-19 could easily devastate the jail and prison populations here in Utah. They believe that these inmates should be released back into the public right now if indeed they only have less than 180 days remaining on their sentence or they're awaiting trial.
The petition came after an inmate at the Salt Lake County Jail tested positive for COVID-19.
We're following breaking news on the economy. A very bad March jobs report was just released. Sean Michael Lyle has the very latest in this special report live at the KSL National News Desk.
That's right, Amanda. The Labor Department reporting 701,000 jobs lost in March. This after 113 straight months of increases. Unemployment goes from 3.5% to 4.4%. Utah's Morning News has instant analysis with Robert Spendlove of Zions Bank coming right up. Speaker Nancy Pelosi is creating a House Select Committee to investigate coronavirus response. She says it's for oversight of the trillions of dollars authorized by Congress.
The panel will root out waste, fraud, and abuse. It will protect against price gouging, profiteering, and political favoritism.
Republicans say the relief bill already established an oversight committee. Russia and Saudi Arabia signaling they may have reached a truce in their oil production battle. President Trump says he spoke with the Saudi crown prince and believes the two countries will cut production by 15 million barrels a day to support prices. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And a global poll of doctors finds one-third find hydroxychloroquine the most effective treatment for COVID-19. However, Sermo found 23% of U.S. doctors were using the treatment, far less than the rest of the world. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
And again, we have breaking news on KSL News Radio. The Labor Department has just released the monthly jobs report. More than 700,000 jobs were lost last month.
We have instant analysis now with Zions Bank Vice President of Consumer and Public Policy, Robert Spendlove, who joins us live on the KSL Newsline. Help us understand this number, Robert.
Yeah, this is it's not entirely unexpected when you look at what we've been seeing over the last few weeks with our unemployment insurance claims. So 2 weeks ago, we saw 3.3 million new unemployment insurance claims. And then just yesterday, we saw an additional 6.6 million uninsurance claims. So that's a total of 10 million new unemployment insurance claims. So this is just starting to reflect what we're seeing, which is a dramatic slowdown in the U.S. economy.
You know, any other time in our history, if we had these kinds of numbers, people would be in a major panic here. And these are bad, obviously. But if we look at it in the short term, how are these numbers digested right now, knowing that there's probably more bad news coming?
Yeah, this is bad. And what it feels like is it's like a natural disaster, and it's having the effect of shutting down effectively everything. But rather than happening in a small scale like in a community, it's happening nationwide, and it's really happening worldwide. And I expect that we will continue to see very large losses over the next few months. To put in perspective, during the Great Recession, we lost 8.7 million jobs over a 25-month period. And we're expecting that we could lose up to 15 to 30 million jobs by May. And so this is a dramatic impact.
How does the expected temporary nature of this affect it, Robert?
So that's the big struggle. It all depends on how effectively we can fight the coronavirus. If we can get the right supplies, if we can get the treatment, the virus, I mean, we need to be honest, the virus is going to be months away. But if we can affect those areas, do the testing and be able to isolate people correctly, we could return back to reopening of the economy and be able to have a quicker recovery. But the economy really is being driven by the virus response. Now, the federal government is working very hard to address this. Just last week, they passed the $2 trillion CARES Act that goes to unemployment insurance, gives money to small businesses, to states, and to impacted areas. But we're just starting to see the impacts of that, and there's a lot of unknowns right now.
Boy, I just can't imagine being the president of the United States and having to, at some point, make that decision when we try and get people back into the workforce while you're watching how this pandemic is playing out. We appreciate your instant analysis this morning. Zions Bank Vice President of Consumer and Public Policy, Robert Spendlove, on the KSL Newsline.